Dan Jones, latest?
No, nowhere near as bad as we first thought, which is very pleasing. Obviously, we're having a break at the weekend with the Bradford game being rescheduled. The likelihood is he'll be back for Coventry at home. So that's pleasing.
Mm. And the way that Kluke has filled in for him at the weekend, he must be delighted with that.
He's been playing really well as a left-back, Sam, ever since he had to first go there. I think it was at MK Dons away, funny enough, in the Cup. You know, he's such a natural footballer. It's the position really suits him well. He plays it really well. We know he can score goals. We know he can play further up the pitch. But, you know, as a left-back, it's great to have someone who can not just go in there when Dan's not injured, but can also play there in his own right. So, you know, certainly I do think when we have players around a squad like that, you know, what is your strongest team? Sometimes it's good not to know.
Yeah. How is he about playing there? Because presumably he would like to play higher up the pitch, would he?
You don't have much saying it. You don't have no saying it. No, he's a good player. We're lucky. You know, most managers will always speak about dressing rooms, etc. Our lads are very good. You know, now and again you must put yourself out and sacrifice certain things for the benefit of the team. And, you know, Sam's gone in there as a left-back. And if you look at the modern-day footballers now, you know, I am a great believer that Sam could go on and play at a lot higher level as a left-back, because that's the way the game's gone now. Mm. You know, defending for left-backs becomes more secondary to attacking. So certainly Sam Clucas is a very attacking full-back. We're lucky with Tendai on the other side. Drew Talbot's always been we're very lucky at our club. We've got these lads who go forward and play with energy. You know, so all in all, we're all happy with what we got. You know, and Sam's happy with what he's doing.
Yeah. Any other issues ahead of this one?
No, none at all. We're just looking forward to the game. It's a football match. The league's very tight, as everyone can see. You know, every team plays each other. They know each other very well now. So, you know, the fine margins in every game. You know, a lot of teams now, if you look into stats, will dominate possession, as MK Dons did on Saturday at Coventry. If you look at the shots on target, for example, you wonder how you cannot win a game of football. But that's what football's so good. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll win any game you dominate on. But there's a message out there that, you know, everyone plays with a different style. Everyone plays with how they think's right. And at the end of the day, the end result is the most important thing.
Gary Roberts played, what, 75 minutes at the weekend? Was that more than perhaps you expected to get out of him?
No, he didn't want to come off, Gary. He's one of them lads, and we've been there before with him now. So sometimes as a manager, you make them decisions. He was playing very well in the game. He's instrumental in how we play. So in my opinion, he's very much one of the best players in our league by a long chalk. He's going to get back up to match speed for us now. And, you know, it's great to have him back in the squad and the team, that's for sure.
How far off do you think he is from being at full tilt?
About 15 minutes.
Literally that?
No. When lads come back, and I think most managers will tell you, we're fitness people now, and you know, we're lucky that Shinner does a lot of work with ours, but there's nothing like playing a game. You know, there's no, you know, games take you to that max. Games, you know, you exert yourself that bit more, and when you get to the latter stages of game and you haven't played for a bit, that's when you'll get your injuries and fatigue and setting stuff like that. So we've got to manage it well. The plan was to take him off after 60 minutes to put Bolly on, Aribi on 60 minutes for Roberts to inject that little bit of pace that Bolly gives us. So it was a plan. Obviously, Bolly come on after 10 and Roberts went off after 75. So, you know, we try and do prepare for eventualities, but sometimes the results will dictate that. Obviously, with Fleetwood sending off Saturday, we were dominating the game quite comfortably, which is what you'd expect. So there wasn't really great pressure on Gary. You know, so playing that extra 10 or 15 minutes was no problem to anyone.
And speaking of Aribi, how would you comment on his contribution after coming on?
I just find nowadays we get far too high on kids and younger lads and different stuff. Do you know, he is what he is. He's a very, very talented young player. You know, he must be managed well by myself and the coaching staff. You know, but he's had a couple of clubs quickly now. Mm. And I always look into things like that. You know, Southampton, Leeds, you know, he's been with ourselves now. And sometimes he needs to find a home. You know, that's one of the most important things with football, finding somewhere that you're comfortable with the club you're playing for and the club are comfortable with you. It's obvious to everybody the talent the boy's got. It's quite clearly on the eye what you see. You know, so we're going to try our best to nurture him and manage him and give him the right minutes at the right time, but not put too much on his shoulders. You know, on Saturday, it was always going to be a pressure game for us. And as you can see by the experienced team that I try to put on the pitch, I think it's important when you do come under pressure sometimes that you have experienced lads on the pitch. You know, you put Gary Roberts, for example, into them situations, you'd expect him to come through with flying colours. You know, Bolly's one that we expect to come through flying colours, but he'll need our help along the way.
But there is that degree of unpredictability with him, I suppose, which must be good to have in your armoury as well.
Yeah, it's funny we were talking about this morning in the staff meeting. It's not something that I normally go for as a manager. Believe it or not, I'm quite like, I like to dominate possession in the game, and Bolly's different, and it's going to be a challenge for us getting the best out of him. You know, because that's the thing as a manager, and you've got to challenge yourself first and foremost. He's a very exciting young player. You know, but I think what we should all do is is just keep him ticking away, not put him under too much pressure, and make sure that when he does have a little bit of a down, you know, that we're there to back him.
But surely that's one of the best bits about being a manager, isn't it? Working with players like that and making them better.
It hasn't been for the last four games. It's all right, Saturday, that's for sure. I've been working with, listen, we've been working with these lads for a long time. We've all been aware of, you know, Bolly's ability he's got, the dynamics he's got in his game, the energy he's got in his game. You know, it's important that we make sure as we're building a team, because I do believe teams should be built correctly, you know, that there's a place for that. And more importantly, that the rest of the team plays to that. You know, that's the big thing, without trying to go into too much detail, that the lad offers us something different. We've got to make sure when the difference comes that we're doing things that should be done to go along with that.
Is it right that Mark Duffy's gone back?
Mark's gone back, yeah. Come in with us for a month, obviously, while Robertson Gardner were out injured. Hasn't had enough minutes on the pitch, unfortunately, for him. He's coincided with our worst run since I've been manager. Trained really well, done everything correct. You know, we wish him the best of luck back at Birmingham.
Does that give you an option then to go out and perhaps bring someone else in?
I'm not looking to bring in at the minute. You know, you've seen now I'm going to try my best over a bit to get stability into the team. I need to manage Aribi in the right way. And I've got Roberts back, I'm getting Gardner back. You know, these lads are coming back to fitness now. So, all in all, at the top end of the pitch, I thought Lavery was excellent Saturday. By far and away the best game for us. But it comes with him having the confidence knowing that he's going to be playing there and he's going to be on the pitch. And sometimes as a manager, when you come under pressure, you feel like you've got to stop the rot and you've got to do things to make things better. I think what everyone's seen in us Saturday was a performance very much that people know what we're like, where we try and play football, we have one up front and we try and dominate the game. You know, and if it wasn't going to go well on Saturday, we were certainly going to play that way.
Duffy aside then, how pleased have you been with the additions that came in January? What kind of impact do you think they've had?
Just lost four games on the bounce.
Yeah, but it's not just about a match day always, is it?
No, not at all. It's hard because what we've had is continuity at the club for a couple of years. You know yourself, our squad don't change a great deal. We trust our players greatly, even when they're not playing well. And then when we lose Owen, you know, naturally lads come in, Byron Addison, Angele, Manny's come in from Sheffield Wednesday, obviously Lavery. You know, and all of a sudden we've got more choices than we've ever had. So sometimes it can actually lead to you not giving... They're all struggling with confidence, yet none of them are playing regularly. So let's just break that down to simple decisions. Let's get Lavery up top for a bit, because we all know Lavery will score goals. Yeah. You know, I can't say his first name, by the
Keelan.
Way. Keelan, forgive me. He always pulls me up, laughs, I'm happy with. You know, and we've obviously extended that loan today, which is right. Good for everyone. You know, I spoke with Stuart this morning, so all in all, we're all pleased with how it's going.
So is that for the rest of the season, with him or nothing?
Yeah, but obviously Sheffield Wednesday have got a recall, you know, that covers them, so we're all happy with where that's going. We thank Stuart for that.
And he's a very mature kid, isn't he, for a young age? I've spoken to him in the past, and I was taken aback, actually, about how well he speaks for such a young man.
Yeah, he's come in, you know, and all of a sudden we've hit that little difficult patch, and, you know, his form wasn't like probably how he'd wanted to be in. It's difficult sometimes because confidence is probably the biggest thing in football today. And as a manager, if you're chopping and changing the team, you've got to be winning to make sure that all the lads can keep the confidence. You know, we've been chopping and changing a little bit lately, too much for my liking. You know, certainly what we decided pre-Fleetwood, that we've picked a team and we're going to go with that team for a period of time. So all the lads were quite aware of this. Obviously, Aribi being a little bit out of the ordinary. So all of a sudden, the lads get the confidence knowing that they're playing and being picked. Because when you're on bad runs, the minute you make a mistake on the pitch, it becomes the end of the world. So all in all, we're just trying to get a little bit more sanity to the madhouse. That's a good saying, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that. Very good. And in terms of the context of your season or the run that you've been on, how important was that win? How significant could it be for everything that's going on here?
Yeah, it was massive. It was a big win. You know, it was obviously when you're falling in a league, how far can you fall? You know, I would have been happy with a point at Rochdale. I was only speaking with Chris Turner this morning, saying, how big's a point? You know, we're seventh in the league now.
Yeah.
You know, if you could nick a point here and there more than you've got, how big could that be at the end of the season? And sometimes we all want to stop rot by winning and playing well. And when we look back to Saturday, it was a good day for us. You know, it was a comprehensive win. We created a lot of chances. You know, and lads, you could see in the lads' football late on in the game how much the confidence comes back quickly. But if we'd have got a point against Orient and a point against Rochdale, they'd have been massive points in the league table. So all in all, we're all learning as we go. It's a long season and every point's vital.
It's funny, I've been to see Nigel Clough this morning before I came to see you, and he said, I thought quite tellingly actually, that they want to try and take it to the last game and put it put something on the Chesterfield game.
Thanks, Nigel.
Yeah, thanks. But is that something you've thought about? Is that a scenario that you'd be happy with at this point, as we talk now, if it did go down to the final game, if something was riding on that match?
In a week in a manager's life, I've thought about us needing a point to stay up, about needing a point to get in the playoffs, about Sheffield United already beating them so Nigel can play a weekend team. I've had 46 different thoughts.
Yeah.
So what I will keep it to is that game's a long, long way away.
Okay.
For our supporters, and I'm sure Sheffield United would want to beat us in the game because we've got one up on them this season. So I'm letting Nigel take care of Sheffield United, and I'll do my best to stay in charge till the last game of the season, and hopefully we'll have a good game at Bramall Lane.
I'm sure he'll be fine staying in charge. In terms of NK Dons, I mean, you've effectively beaten them twice, haven't you, already?
We've had good games. We played very well against them. You know, I think the good thing for both managers, Carl and myself, we'll go down there to try and win a game of football. You know, Carl knows how we'll play. I certainly think we'll probably know how they'll play. Be good games. Our lads look forward to a fantastic stadium to play football in. Game of real. After winning a game, you can imagine it's one we're looking forward to very, very much. If we'd have got beat Saturday, obviously everyone's a bit more down and the run goes on and stuff like that. So all in all, we're all happy with what's happening. Great league position. Love to have a few more points on the board. Got a great game tomorrow night.
Does the way that they play suit you?
That's a good question, isn't it? Do you know, do the way we play suit other teams? It's a valid question. Teams get good results and bad results. I think what we do in games like that, it's certainly a game of chess more than anything else. If you see some football games, we don't seem to be suited by a bit more of an end-to-end type of game and stuff like that. So, you know, we're looking forward to MK Dons. We've got great respect for MK Dons because they've got some very good players. Like, no bones about it. They've had some fantastic results this year. It's a very difficult place to go and win a game of football at. You know, I'm sure come the end of the season, like the other teams up there, they want to go up automatically. I think when you look at the top end of the table now, Bristol City are just getting away from everyone. Preston, Swindon and MK Dons seem to just be vying for second. Sheffield United, in my opinion, will come with a little run that could get them wherever it gets them. So I don't think anyone wants to be in the playoffs. We want to be in the playoffs, but I'm on about the top four. I think going up automatically is great for them. To go up automatically, you must win games. So it'll be one that MK Dons must win tomorrow night.
And just as you lost Doyle, they lost Afobe, but have reacted pretty well to that loss, haven't they?
It's football. You're going to lose players. Every club loses players. Liverpool have lost Suarez, and they look not bad today. It's football. You can mourn for people too long, can't you? You know, football clubs go on and on a long, long time after we've all gone. You know, what you must do as a manager is to keep trying to take your club forward, and where's the next player to come in?